The City of Worcester presents
Woo Stories.
Hey Woo Storytellers, it's Liza. This is episode 9 of Woo Stories, and it is the last episode of our toolkit series where we help you learn the skills to make your own audio stories and podcasts. From here on out, you can refer back to these episodes if you ever need help making an audio story. So don't worry, this is not the end of Woo Stories. And that is exactly what Kathy and I are going to talk about on this episode.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about where are we going next with Woo Stories, and also how to use all the different things that we have discussed that are part of your toolbox on how to make a podcast.
So if you were giving advice to a young person listening to this podcast and they were thinking like, great, now I know how to do it, but like, what should I do? How do I keep myself motivated? What should I make a podcast about? What should I make an audio story about?
Like, you should do something about what scares you the most. You should do something about what you are the most afraid of sharing with the world. And I know that sounds mad scary and mad wild, and probably some of you are like, really? She wants me to talk about what? But I do think that the things that the most powerful art and the most powerful stories are those that are we are the most afraid of sharing with the world. Because it's those intimate, more the rawest things that we have to share, the ones that sometimes at 99.9% of the times are the ones that are the most relatable and the ones that we should be talking about the most.
Yeah, that's really good advice. I think my advice would be, first of all, don't be too hard on yourself. Because I know for me, like, that's what I do. I start a project on Friday, and then Monday comes, and I'm not in the mood to do it. And I'm like, well, it's not happening anymore. It's over. I'm not going to do it. No, I'm in charge. I get to say, you know, I'm not going to do it today. Monday's not the day. I'll just do it the next time that I feel ready to approach it. Because these are your personal projects. So if you're the kind of person who is like a start and finish it all in one go kind of person, do that. But if you're the kind of person who needs to take breaks and come back to it, you know, listen to yourself, listen to your own interest in your project. And it could change into something that you weren't expecting, but you don't have to keep your original idea. If it changes, it changes. So that's my advice.
Agreed. Go with that intuition, you know, and learn a bit more of yourself in the process.
And I think also perfection does not exist. But that doesn't mean it shouldn't be shared with the world. So you should share things even when they're not perfect.
It's that complexity, you know, and all of us live in the mix of all of that. So I agree with that. I think we should recap in very short words all the advice that we just gave. So number one, write and do a project about what scares you the most. Number two,
listen to yourself. And don't give up just because you don't want to do it on Monday. Let yourself do it when it feels right.
And number three, really just listen to that intuition at the same time as embracing complexity and not being a perfectionist with whatever you're doing. This project, like any other project that I've been part of, it cannot happen with just us. So I think that the big piece to make this keep going is calling to all our Woo Story listeners to come join us in creating their stories, in sending their stories, and in telling us how can we improve our series for this podcast.
So then what is next for Woo Stories?
All right. So Woo Stories is part of a series of programs put together by the Division of Youth Opportunities and the Recreation Worcester Program. During this summer, we had a portion of our programming that was done virtually because, as you all know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Liza, why don't you tell us a little bit about what has been happening in RecWoo Online?
So one project we did is that We all had different groups, different ages, and those pods of kids came together and decided to make a story or a poem or have a conversation about something that they thought was interesting, anything they wanted. And we are going to turn those conversations into an episode or multiple episodes of Woof Stories, and it's going to be aired after this.
And so the goal for us, as your co-host of Woof Stories, is to really create and produce series of the different stories being told by young people. So we're going to have our pilot season, which is the summer of 2020. And then in the fall of 2020 as well, Liza and myself are going to be supporting the creation of another series of stories. And although those are going to be the set spaces where we develop and help produce some of these stories, we also would love to hear from you. And we would also love to have your stories being submitted to us so you can be part of those series.
Definitely. I think the key thing to remember is that from here on out, there are lots of different ways to get involved, to make stories, and to get featured on Woo Stories.
And also get featured on all our other social media. Some of you might be like, ah, Facebook is whack, but we're on Facebook. And we're also on Instagram, if that's your platform of choice. And perhaps we are also in TikTok or Snapchat coming soon. So, Liza, I really want to share with our listeners, what was your favorite part of this whole process?
That's a great question. I think I'm going to cheat. I'm going to say two things. So, the first thing that was really fun for me in doing this project was thinking, how can I make this as easy as possible for someone who's never heard of this before? I think that that is a great challenge for anybody with any skill to see if you really know what you're talking about. People say teaching is like one of the greatest ways to learn, and I agree. The second thing is that I think it's so fun to think about all the potential of this project and all of the stories that will come in the future. And so the whole time I've just been thinking about that and getting really excited about it. How about you?
I might have to cheat too. Why not? I think the first thing for me, it does come back to representation and to the importance of amplifying voices. And I think that all of that is at the heart of DYO. And this might sound very cheesy, but I'm okay with it. For me, this is a love letter to our city, because I think that Woo Stories is that archive where beyond you and I, a lot of stories are going to live and are going to become part of the fabric and the narrative that oftentimes is forget in our city. I think the second piece is that as someone who doesn't do as much direct service work as I would like to do, this is just what keeps me grounded. Doing projects like this really remind me of why I do the work that I do, and that there is so much that I need to learn and unlearn in this world, and that that's a lifetime process.
Is it now time for our final challenge?
Write a story and record yourself reading it out loud with the special voices for all the characters in your story.
Or you could tell the story of a day in the life of you. So if your microphone is portable, for example, if it's in your cell phone, you can carry it with you and record your conversations throughout the day, any thoughts that you have as you're walking around, what you're doing. Assume that everything you do and everything you think is interesting.
Another way that you can do this is doing an audio collage. Pick one really interesting question and ask as many people as you can to answer it. For example, you could ask them what the best part of the day is, or you could ask them what their favorite thing about living in Worcester is. Who is the role model, perhaps? If they could travel anywhere in the world, where would they go and why? whatever niche topic you would like to talk about.
And remember, if you need help with any part of your project, you can always ask for help.
Thank you all for listening and for sending all your challenges. We are saying goodbye for now, but stay tuned for the seasons to come.
Looking forward to adding some of your voices to our podcast.
Bye, everyone.
This is a podcast created by the Division of Youth Opportunities.
Thanks for tuning in.
Woo Stories is a production of Worcester's Division of Youth Opportunities. It is written and produced by Kathy Esparza and me, Liza French, as well as edited by me. Our theme song is Gone by Mora Beats, and this episode also features music from Morrow.